to save veterans from suicide by providing professionally trained service dogs to assist those suffering from a debilitating injury or illness. Our goal is to use rescue dogs at every opportunity, thus saving two lives at once. Our veterans don't have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
You owe it to yourself to feel your absolute best when quarantine is over, and U.S. Men's Medical Center is here for you throughout these tough times. Not only does testosterone production decrease once you turn 30, things like stress and depression can affect it as well. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Get your energy, motivation, and focus back on track and schedule your appointment today online at usmensmedicalcenter.com or give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road, just west of 270.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
You know, he says grab your coat and get your hat.
Happy
you don't really need
your step.
Unless you're cool nature.
Life can be so sweet. On the sunny side of the street, I used to walk in the shade with those blues on a rake. But I'm not afraid. This rover cross over.
Oh. Hand me the vomit book.
I'll be with jazz rock.
Go to the Bad Commercial Hall of Fame.
Emu.
Emu. And everybody's laughing because everybody agrees. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody has ever said, you know, it's a brilliant campaign.
That's not why we're laughing.
Well, I don't know why you're laughing.
Because we all know you hate it.
Well, I do. But I'm fine with it. You play it every day. It's okay with me. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome aboard to the day after the big concert. We'll tell you what we mean by that if you don't know, but you probably do. It is the 27th of April. Three more days, and we'll be out of this month. The most bizarre month any of us have ever lived through is April of 2020. Yep. Let's hope that May of 2020... that the entire month is not as strange as this month has been. Now, welcome to this show on the 27th of April. If nothing else, it's comforting to know that it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I'm off by month, a little over a month. So I said that I went on and I did this post, which I rarely do, and that's my fault. I should do more on our Facebook page. And I think that in it I said, I think I did, I don't remember what I said because I didn't watch it, but I think I said something about how this quarantining and sheltering, whatever you want to call it, hasn't really affected me. And this is one of the very few perks and advantages of being antisocial and being a recluse, is that my life actually has not changed, except for one thing. I've saved money. Look, I go to my First Community Credit Union, to the website, I pull up my account, and I can tell, because normally there's more money depleted. You know, with the dinner, with the movie, I'm saving money from this. And I don't miss being with a bunch of people as much as a normal person does. I don't belong to any club that I haven't been able to meet with my club members or my country club brothers or, you know what I'm talking about. I just don't do that anyway. So to go home or stay home is kind of what I do, what I've always done. Now, I do look forward to not having to, when I do go out to the hardware store or whatever, I really look forward to not having to do this mask thing. And I think everybody does, especially the poor people who have to work all day wearing these things. It's got to be miserable and uncomfortable. So to all of you, I can't even imagine, you know, how good it feels sometimes if you wear pants that are too tight. I've gained 20 pounds, by the way, through this crap, okay? So when your pants are really tight, that feeling of when you unbuckle them, if a woman has a bra that's a little tight, and she's had the girls harnessed in all day, and she gets home and finally unhooks that thing, that's got to be what it's going to feel like, or does feel like, when these health workers get home or leave and get in the car and can finally take that mask off. What a great feeling. So at least we don't work in a business where we have to do that, and at least we're still working. You know, no, the money's not coming in like it should, but we're still working. And the other thing I find interesting is the articles I've been reading on how many people actually don't want to go back to work. They're making more on unemployment. Now, somebody's going to have to help me with this. Unemployment doesn't just go on forever. There's a limit, right?
I mean, 4 months.
Okay, 4 months. And they're enjoying making more. But, folks, it's not going to last. So, you know, don't get too used to it. I didn't know what the time was. Is it always 4 months or just in this situation we're in?
In Missouri.
Oh, in Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about anybody else, but this hasn't been torture for me. I don't particularly like to fly anyway. And if I were going to fly, I'd fly right now. Absolutely, I'd fly right now. Probably like having your own private plane.
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
I know a couple of people that have.
Well, and I do too, including my son, who I told you went from St. Louis to Phoenix, and there were 16 people on the plane. Yeah. That was it. And Lambert, he sent me pictures, was empty. It was like it was closed, and he wasn't supposed to be there and got locked in or something, like Tom Hanks on Terminal. So let's get to something that I think advertisers should pay attention to. Yesterday afternoon at 3:30, Dan Strauss and his band, the Astronomical Planet, what's it called?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay. Had a concert in a, he says it's a garage. It looked more like a storage building or like a small warehouse to me. It was a big garage. They had a concert. And I'm going to let Dan tell you. Now, I want you to remember that when we talked about how many people do you think will check in and take a look, Dan, what was your guess?
I said 50 to 100 people.
Yeah, right.
And I said a couple of thousand, no problem. Go ahead. Tell them how many.
4,500.
Crazy.
That was crazy.
And one of the things I want to point out because of that is if I can go on and post a nothing post with just me saying, hey, don't forget about the concert, and get 3,000 views, then the concert gets 4,500, I don't know of any other radio station that isn't giving something away. All right, if you're giving a prize away, it doesn't count. But I don't know of any other station who has this kind of loyalty from the listeners. I was asked again, I think it was Friday, a question that I've gotten for years and years and years from someone who's thinking about advertising. And here's the question. How many listeners do you have? I've said this before and I'll say it again. We don't know. No. Nobody knows. KSHE doesn't know. WIL doesn't know. They don't know. We don't know. We've never had an accurate system for tracking how many listeners we have. But here's what's important. I don't think there's another station that can have a member of a show go on and say, hey, we're doing a live concert, check it out, and have 4,500 people. Well, I just don't. Now, that doesn't sound... What's happened is we've become so accustomed to seeing that, I don't know, pick a celebrity, and they have 30 million followers.
Yeah.
So a number like 4,500 may not seem significant, but it is.
It's huge.
It is huge. Good for you. It is huge. And it's a statement about how our listeners are willing to try things we ask them to try. Whether it's a service, a product, or just check out this concert. Now, I don't know that everybody liked it. I watched it. I didn't particularly, it's not my music, but that doesn't mean it wasn't fun or good. It's just, and Dan knows what I like and don't like, and we're at opposite ends of the music spectrum. I didn't identify with most of it, but I could tell everybody was having a blast. They were.
We were having fun just playing.
That's what I mean. All of you were having fun.
We haven't gotten together and played for 6 weeks. That's crazy.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you received either an email or a post, any sort of criticism? Why weren't you wearing masks?
No.
You were standing good.
No.
Because I would, if you got one of them, I'd delete it and ignore it. Because I was, hear that?
Oh, boy.
I was really pleasantly surprised that you guys weren't wearing masks. Because before I clicked and watched it, I thought, I hope they don't have masks on.
No.
And you didn't. No. And I was glad to see that.
And we were far enough apart. We were at least, we like to say at least 7 feet apart, since it's the seventh planet, man.
Here's the other thing I think people should notice, if they know you at all. You promoted it, and every time you said 1 hour.
Yeah.
1 hour. 3:30 to 4. It was almost 2 hours.
I know. We didn't want to stop playing.
Because I'd go down to the, you know how you go to the, you tap it, you go to the bottom of the screen, and you can slide it forward. And it'll tell you on the bar, and I looked at the end, and it said like I got another hour and 50 minutes. And what? It's a 1 hour concert. But good for you. And I'm not going to speak for you. I'll let you thank people. Go ahead, whatever you want to say about it. But I was really pleasantly surprised at the number of people who were willing to check out what you were doing.
I know. I put something on our Facebook page, on our band Facebook page and our show Facebook page, thanking everyone that tuned in and tried it out, and whether it was for 10 minutes or two songs or the entire time. But people were constantly scrolling messages and stuff, and we had some technical issues early on because I forgot headphones, and that's the only way to really monitor the feed going into Facebook is through headphones. And Jim's brother Joe was there, kind of helping us with the camera and stuff like that, and the computer. And so we were relying on people telling us, hey, the mic's too loud or the keyboards are too loud, to try and dial things in. And we did that. But I went on and I thanked everyone for checking things out and watching, and thanked especially the AIM and the PMers. And I also thank you for posting that video, talking about the show and everything. We just thought we were just blown away at how awesome it was and how much fun we had.
Now, I'm not in the position to ever critique any kind of music. Here's my recommendation, and then Tim and Limey can either agree or disagree. I don't know anything about setting up sound equipment or running boards for concerts, but everything but the vocals seemed what we used to call overmodulated. They were overdriven. Yeah. It was too hot. And when that happens, it gets distorted. And I thought that was a shame, because through the whole thing, at least to me, it was distorted from beginning to end. The vocals were okay, but whoever was, and again, I don't want to criticize anybody or call anybody out directly. That's the one thing next time. Somebody's got to dial that back.
We are. That's what I said. We didn't have headphones to monitor what was going in to see that it was overmodulated. And we had people.
Nobody had headphones. Nobody had headphones.
No. And only one person really has to have headphones to monitor
to hear
what's
going
into Facebook and see. And what happens is if something goes in that hot like that, it'll clip a little bit. So you had some clipping going on, but we've got it. I think we have it figured out now.
Well, here's the other thing people need to know. You're not the Dave Matthews Band. You don't have all the money in the world, so you don't have a soundboard guy sitting there like they do at concerts. They get like three people, eight screens, three control boards. You guys had to preset it and test it before you actually started your Facebook broadcast, and that was it. Whatever you set, it's like setting up the camera, then running in front of the camera doing the report.
Yes.
Once it's set, that's it.
We couldn't do a sound check through Facebook. Otherwise, we could have, I guess. We could have just gone on live and done a sound check before we started to try and get it going. But we didn't have headphones. I forgot my headphones.
I have one other question, then I'll let Tim and Limey comment. Is there a chance that Facebook could say, well, you know, you did this song and those are copyrighted, you didn't pay? Does that apply? Because I know I tried to put up a couple of dance videos and I get this semi-nasty note from Facebook, that's copyrighted music, and they're going to have to mute the audio. Are you going to have to deal with that?
You know what? I don't know. A lot of bands, when you play this stuff like that, it does happen every once in a great while, but for the most part, it doesn't happen. But what we found out is a couple of friends of mine have done Facebook Live concerts and stuff. And this one guy did it, and he does all the stuff. Everything that he was playing was fine, and it's all copyrighted material and everything. But as soon as he took a break and he put on just some regular music to play through the break, and Facebook shut that down. But everything that he was playing...
Well, what that tells me is you can't play ASCAP BMI. You can't play the music of other people.
The original,
that's their recording, but you can do your own rendition of the song.
Well,
that's
okay, then. I guess.
Anybody else have any, before we go to the Burke segment, any other? I know you guys saw it.
So. No, Danny, it's cool to work with a celebrity, you know? Don't let the fame go to your head, buddy. But good show. I enjoyed it. I got to watch about half an hour of it, I think. Yeah, I liked it.
And I think my total viewing time, when I just would skip on through songs I just didn't care for, was probably half an hour, 40 minutes. Tim, any recommendations for the future American Idol?
I would. I'll say it was a very enjoyable program, and I thought the band sounded good. I learned that Dan only has one dance move. And Dan's one move that he makes when he plays the guitar is to kind of bend both knees at the same time and kind of shake his butt up and down. That's the only move Dan has.
His move.
You know, like you see David Lee Roth, you know, kicking balloons over his head, you know, and he's these guitarists doing the splits on stage while they're doing. Dan's just got one move. It's the butt shake, double knee bend up and down, and he'll do about a four pack of those, and then he'll take a break, and then he'll start, you know, he'll do it again over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I learned that move from Dan yesterday. I was pleased to learn that.
It's tough to do a lot of stuff when you have a guitar on and when you've had knee surgery on both knees.
I missed some things maybe because I would, when you try to take your finger and, you know, sort of scrub forward, I might into the next song have missed some chatter. Did you introduce everybody at some point?
Yeah, we did. Jim Brown actually usually will introduce everybody towards the end of it.
I like Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim's a good
guy. I like him. And by the way, he's a good singer.
I know.
I was impressed. He's a very, especially when you get into the harder, more gravelly stuff. He was good.
Yeah.
And I like him. Unfortunately, he sits next to a guy that I can't stand where he works.
Oh, he doesn't work there anymore.
He doesn't?
No, Jim is selling.
I didn't know that.
Didn't he go to, like, advertise or see if one company wanted to advertise, and then they liked him so much they just offered him a job?
Yes.
He's a likable guy.
He's working in construction, actually, selling.
Good for him. Good. He's out of that yes. poisoned atmosphere. Yeah. Good for him. good for him. Seriously. So you're going to do another one, probably?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. Okay. We talked about it, and we may do it from where we actually practice. It's called the Blue Foam Room. It's upstairs from where we did the
I know what I wanted to recommend. Yeah. And I don't know how hard this is going to be next time around. It was a single camera broadcast. It was one fixed camera. I would like to have seen, and again, I don't know how much is involved here, a second camera for close-ups occasionally. Maybe if you can figure out how to do that or get somebody to work a second camera. I don't know. I don't know how hard that is to switch back.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I don't know how that works. Or we could get someone to just
zoom in or something.
Do it with an iPad and then move around with it.
All right. My other suggestion. I've seen you on stage before, and what's to me more entertaining than the music is when you stop down and you do some of your dumb, stupid, anybody got a pencil? I brought my own pad.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Or I've got shingles, and you open your shirt and you've got samples of roofing shingles.
I didn't bring the shingles.
Throw a couple of those in.
I did tell a couple of jokes.
He told his bisexual joke.
Of course he would say that.
I missed that.
I didn't hear that.
I thought, you know what? I thought it takes a lot of guts to do that. I don't have that. I'm too scared. I have stage fright. I'm too scared to just. I would never.
Well, there was no crowd to boo him.
No.
There was nobody there to boo him in case the joke sucked. So, I mean.
That's a good point. But here's the thing about Dan. If that had been a live crowd of 4,100 people, I don't think they'd boo Dan. Dan is not a guy you would boo. He's just not. I think everybody was rooting for you, and I think everybody enjoyed it to different degrees. It might not have been their kind of music, but they just like being able to see you do what you do, because you've talked about the band. A lot of people never had a chance to see what you're talking about and see the other members. So I think pretty much everything about it was a good idea. Good for you.
Yeah, and we're going to do it again, and we'll do it. We'll have it dialed in better, so the sound will be much better.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a shame when whatever you're doing is ruined by bad audio. And we've dealt with it forever in the radio. If something technically, if there's a glitch and there's an echo, it throws everybody off. And luckily, you couldn't hear it while you were doing it.
No.
It would have driven you nuts. No. And it would have ruined the performance. So, way to go.
Woo-hoo.
Anybody else? Burke Segment, anybody have anything to say?
No. I had a very relaxing weekend. It's nice.
You didn't shoot anybody with your new guns, did you?
I did not. No, I didn't shoot anybody. Don't worry.
Good.
Everything's fine.
Good. Good.
I did a little research on the question you posed about Facebook and copyrighted music being played by cover bands. And
hey, look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
Hey,
thank you.
Woo! Welcome.
Way to go, Tim.
Been here over a half hour now. Facebook signed a couple licensing deals with two major musical licensing groups that pretty much covers the entire music industry back in June of 2018. So they stopped that practice back in June of 2018, of taking down cover bands who play licensed music.
Wow. Oh,
and in fact,
but they'll still flag you and scare you if you use recorded music.
Apparently that is the case, yeah. And they've actually got a platform called Lip Sync Live that they encourage bands to post their concerts on. So I've never seen a concert on that particular app on Facebook, but they kind of did a 180 on that, if you will.
Wow.
I think the problem I have, and Josh Bauman is here today so we can talk about technology, but if I have a problem with it, it's I guess, a good problem. There's just so much that I can't keep up. You can watch concerts on YouTube. Maybe they're recorded. I don't know if you can do live concerts on YouTube. You got Instagram. You got Facebook. You got all these platforms. I can't keep up with them. I'll tell you what I have on my phone. I have Facebook, not a personal account, but I know how to go to our show page. That's it for Facebook for me. I know how to go to YouTube and watch. I mean, the simplest of simple. Instagram, I know what it is. I don't use it. And that's it. I do a lot of Googling. What does this mean? And I obviously email, but that's it. I'm using six of 600 things that are available to me. But at a point, who has the time? I know Dan's gotten into the video, and it is fun. I've done it. You shoot some videos, and you edit them together. You make a little movie, and you put titles in it. But the time you do, like a six-minute movie, you've spent 3 hours.
I know.
Editing different scenes. I'm sorry. And picking the type style, the font, and how what color do you want the overlay to be, and blah, blah. And then you make a mistake. Oh, I misspelled the planet. I got to go back. And it takes a long time. But once you do it, you're real proud of yourself. I was. I did a couple of little mini-movies, and I thought, hey, this is pretty. Then I realized it's time-consuming. And that's why when people see these kids that are making millions of dollars on YouTube, if you think you can just pick up a camera and shoot a couple of things cute that your kid did and you're going to get paid, no. Well, they work 14, 15 hours a day, every day, with sets and props and ideas and running over what they're going to say so that it's watchable, so that 30 million people will watch it. It is beyond a full-time job. But it sure pays well if you can do something to get that many people listening. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Paid $1.45 for gas today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
That's
17-plus gallon tank that I have in my SUV, and I filled up today for just over $25.
Wow. I don't think we thought we'd ever see that again.
No.
No, I mean, it's going to hurt the economy a lot, but, man, I'll take it for right now because it's good. Look, I filled out my tank, I think, what was it, on Saturday, $18.
Jeez.
I know.
I have one other question for everybody in the room. I just told you one of the good things that's come from this is I've saved money because I'm a gambler, and I've talked about being a gambler. If you knew how much I've probably saved, you'd want to come slap me and go, what's the matter with you? but that's a positive. What else? Lie me. What's the positive thing that's come out of this?
The positive of this?
For you.
Got a lot of schoolwork done. I've been able to work from home at my other job, at the Centene job, so I've been saving money because I'm not driving around as much. I'm getting more time at home, which is nice. More time doing schoolwork. Yeah.
And of course, for us, it's not going to be like most people because the people who normally have to go to work and now don't, we still are working, but I still think there's some positives to come out of it. Like I said, spending less money. Dan,
give me
something good out of this mess.
Something good? I don't know.
Do you think you've saved money? Do you go out to dinner? And now
we've saved a lot of money from going out to dinner because we go out and eat a lot. So that's probably one of the biggest things is saving money about going out to eat. For the most part, we're at home and we just kind of hang out at home unless we go to play somewhere or do something like that.
Tim, anything?
You know, yes, there is one thing, but I will say that I could have 10 negatives for me personally for every one positive I can come up with.
Let's just focus on the positive.
This has been devastating. Not devastating, that's a strong word. It's been really aggravating and annoying to me in so many different ways. Personally, financially, physically, I could go on and on. The only one positive is that in the last 6 weeks, I have accomplished a lot of projects. I lived in my house for 11 years. I've accomplished a lot of projects around my house that I have delayed for months and years, that I would have never gotten done had I not had this much time on my hands. Right. You know, painting. I'm painting the entire interior of my home and exterior. Power washing. I put a new roof on my home. You know, I mean, just
Well, you didn't put it. You put a roof on?
No, I paid to have somebody do it. But I mean,
you know, I was going to say, if you can put a roof on.
No, but I had to go down to Home Depot, and I had to order the shingles, and I had to arrange for the delivery, and I had to be there for when the workers were there. I mean, just, you know,
shingles,
all
Dan
the things.
Had those once.
Yeah, on his chest. I got mine on my house. A little difference. So that's it. Really, that's
anybody
it.
Anybody else here ever had shingles, by the way? Anybody in the room?
No, I think I had.
I had chicken pox when I was a kid. So does that mean I can still get shingles?
I did. I had them on my knee.
You can still get shingles? Because I thought shingles
Shingles comes in adults. It's worse. Shingles comes in varying degrees for people. Remember Tony La Russa had shingles on his face? Remember
that? Oh, yeah.
That's like the worst, okay? Mine was on just a small spot on the side of my stomach. It was just barely a pink. It wasn't about the skin, what it did. It was about how I felt. It is really painful.
Mine was my hip and down my leg to about my knee. And I even went, before I broke out, I went to the orthopedic guy, the guy that we both know, and he had given me some medicine, and he said, well, maybe we can get a pain specialist and all this other stuff and maybe get a shot. I was talking about getting a shot in my back again. I thought it was my back acting up, and then all of a sudden the shingles popped out, it broke out.
And what's weird is the little skin irritation, whatever, varying degrees, some people it's horrible, mine it was barely noticeable. That's the least of it. It's internal. Oh. Shingles, you feel the best way I can describe it is I've never been hit by a truck. People like to use that. I feel like I got hit by a truck. I haven't been hit by a truck. My wife has. But it felt like I had been hit walking across the street by a truck doing 50 miles an hour, and I lived through it. But I felt like I shouldn't have because every bone in my body was broken. And that's how painful. Yeah. Yes. Every single square inch of your body is in pain. Yeah. So if nobody
calls.
That's what I was going to say. If nobody has anything, we'll close the Burke segment. Take a couple of calls. Shut her down, Limey. Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Great.
AM and PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Every time, love it.
There was a little bonus treat that Dan did stick in that video.
I did.
We got to see Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
She stepped out in front of the camera for three seconds.
She stepped out for just a second.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, she did. She came up.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, thanks. There was some paperwork and stuff blowing around, and she came up and grabbed it, and she got in front of the camera.
I think Dan will agree that everybody who saw that had the same reaction. How did Dan get her?
I play guitar.
There you go.
Also, what I thought was really funny is that the guy that had always used the restroom or go to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt. Matt does that all the time. Our one guitar player.
Easy. How old is he?
Matt, he's 50 something. He's in his 50s.
All right, but I don't want to get into Matt's personal medical condition.
Does he have enlarged
prostate? Because that is what happens.
Oh, we have no idea. But he'll have a couple of beers, and all of a sudden, he goes, I gotta pee. So we were getting ready to start a song, and he just takes his guitar off and goes, I gotta pee. So he goes back behind the garage, and we're like, of course, there goes Matt. This happens every time.
But the show went on.
Oh, yeah, we started playing the song.
And actually, very seriously, unless Matt's been this way since his 20s or 30s, where he had to pee every 15 minutes, seriously, he needs to see if he has enlarged prostate, because that's one of the first things that happens on the way to a diagnosis of worse is you got to pee all the time. You get up three times a night, and every 2 hour or two, he needs to just check.
Yeah, I think he's been checked, but we always give him trouble and say he's got the smallest bladder. Of any man, yeah.
Could be worse. He could have pooped on stage, and then you got.
Well, he's done that before too.
What?
No, he hasn't.
Well, nobody knew he had pants on. Notice he wears brown pants all the time. That's the reason. That's a great joke.
The last thing I just wanted to.
You okay, Dan? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. you have a lot of merchandise up there. Your link does work. I think you mentioned it.
Sam said it doesn't work, but Sam
didn't
understand that he's an administrator on the on our Facebook page, so the administrator it won't show up for an administrator. Oh. It's really weird.
Well, because I'm looking at it right now, and I can't believe the amount of things you got on here, man. There's a ton.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. We go through that. It's through this company. We have shirts and stuff that we give away, and
all right, make sure people know what you're talking about because we haven't specified. This is your band stuff.
Yes.
It's on the Seventh Planet Band Facebook site. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dan. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Hey, bless you from North Carolina. It was great.
Oh, thanks. Oh, wow. Dan. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. All right, Dan. Yep. Appreciate it.
All right.
See?
Good one. See
you. As Dan said during the concert. We're global. We're international. Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yeah, international now.
John is back. John, welcome back. How's it going?
Hey, I'm AM and the PM, guys.
All right. Hallelujah. We know that.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask you guys a question. Does they have the social distancing, or whatever you call it, social distance? Are they going to cancel the annual square dancing festival?
First of all, we didn't know there was an annual square dancing festival.
Yeah, I just heard it on the radio. They said they're having annual square dancing, but because of the social distancing...
You heard it on the radio where? Because they weren't listening to our station if you heard that, did you?
That was probably John Hadley.
It wasn't on your radio. It was another country radio station somewhere out there in the boondocks. They said they have annual, country square dancing or what. Hey, one more thing there. with the president saying that you can inject yourself with liquid...
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say you can do that. He did not say that.
Well, after he said about hydrochloroquine or whatever it was, two people died from that. So I was wondering, can you sue the president if someone dies from that, if they ingest...
Well, if you're dead, you can't sue anybody.
No, I'm saying a family member can. A family member...
No, because he did not tell them to do what they did. There are a couple of idiots out there who decided to do a couple of stupid things. You know, like drink Clorox. He never said, ever said to do that.
Did somebody do that?
Yes.
But they actually drank Clorox?
Yes. I read an article where there are people that were admitted they did a couple of different things that were stupid because they're stupid. And they misinterpreted what he was asking about to be somehow recommending that you drink Purell or, Clorox.
Yeah.
He didn't say that at all. Or you inject
Purell.
Yeah. He didn't say that.
He left himself open on that one.
But did you see that on the? They have a lady bathing in Clorox or bleach. Did you see that also on the TV?
I did not.
Well,
I did not.
No. That is not good for her hoo ha. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
How do you spell hoo ha?
I have no idea. I had it on Scrubs once.
Oh. Hand snorted.
Hey, Limey there. If Boris Johnson can't fulfill his duties because of the, his whatever his disease or whatever, who will take over?
He's back. Downing Street, but I think it would be whoever his second in command is of the Tory party, but I have no idea what that is.
It wouldn't be like Kim Jong-un's sister taking over, right? Like a Korea, it wouldn't be Boris.
No, it wouldn't be anything like that.
Is her name Kim, too?
I think it's secretary to the Tory party that takes over, but I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to ask my dad. He knows all that stuff.
Hey, and Mr. Frank Opinion there, why don't you have Limey open up a segment on his own, like British, something on the British side? Bring about, talk about the royal family or something,
Because nobody cares.
No.
Because nobody wants to hear about it. Maybe three people. No, seriously, that's not a segment. That's not a regular segment anybody cares about. Hey, what are William and Kate doing this weekend?
Who I could just talk about British stuff, biscuits and muffins.
Well, if you want to do that, I would be happy to let you die 1,000 deaths and do a segment on British stuff. If I want to do that.
Coming up today on
John,
British stuff.
Anything else?
One more thing, Limey. With the Wimbledon tennis being canceled, what are the Brits going to do with their, what is it, they souffle and what else are they talking
souffle.
About? Souffle. And all that kind of
Wimbledon.
Yeah, whatever they use. Yeah.
Yeah, Wimbledon.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Mike.
Can I ask John? I want to ask you a question. You still there?
Go ahead, yeah.
How come you keep saying one more thing, but it's always five more things? Every time you say one more
thing,
you keep lying to us every time you call.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I was never good at math, so I don't know. I just keep saying another thing. But I just try to get off my mind but so I can forget. Hey, by the way, listen, you guys need to go on. Yeah, one other thing. You guys need to have more hours. You guys, your only reason I listen is this
couldn't agree with you more. Could not agree with you more.
He has no idea how exhausting it is to work 12 hours a week.
And even with that exhaustion, John, we've gone multiple times and begged to double our schedule, and they won't let us do it. They won't let us do it.
Who do I complain about that? Who do I write to that?
John Hadley.
That guy needs to get off the air. I can't say. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good show, guys.
Thank you, John.
He was actually good today.
To Tim's point, what he ought to do is say, okay, I got five more things, and then I got four more things, and I got three, at least a countdown. You know, like right. Always right. One more.
It could be London Bridge with Limey.
Yeah. Going down? It's the London Bridge with Limey. I like it.
One of the funniest signs I've ever seen in the business, I'm not going to mention the business because they don't spend money on this show, but a couple of you guys will know who it is. And it's a food and drink establishment, and there's a sign in there that says, free beer tomorrow. And I just always thought that's the funniest thing. It's so simple. Free beer tomorrow. And I actually, years ago, was in there, and somebody said, hey, we got to come back in here tomorrow. It's free beer. And I said, yeah, it's free beer tomorrow. And tomorrow when you get here, it'll still say free beer tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's never going to be tomorrow. And he went, oh, I get it. I always thought that was very clever. We need to officially, did we close it?
Yeah, we closed it. Yeah. It's officially shut.
See, I'm losing my mind. Again, congratulations to the Planet Hollywood band on the concert yesterday. Josh Bauman will be with us. What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay. I have a giant... I'll do some business. I have a giant announcement. Let's start with the business first. First Community Credit Union, thank you again to everybody who this past Saturday enjoyed the yard sale, whether you sold something, bought something, or just listening to stories. We appreciate it. So does First Community Credit Union, because they're the sponsor and the only sponsor of the yard sale. One exclusive sponsor. I think First Community Credit Union is faring very well through all of this because they are open, and they've been really, really busy with this CARES and PPP stuff. And I don't know, I guess we'll all find out together when they throw more money into that pot. And then... I'll get into my speculation about what happens after that later. My point is there was so much of that. It was done so quickly and so thoroughly and so well by the banking institutions, one of them being First Community Credit Union, that it's kept them pretty busy. Here's the other thing that's kept them busy, and that's that people understood, evidently from the very beginning, that there's very little that's changed. There's so few things you can't do that you were already doing at First Community Credit Union. Most of you never, ever need to go in and sit at a desk with anybody. What you do has been done and is still being done online, on the phone, or at the drive-thru. So if you want more information on what's going on and what you can and can't do, and the can't do column is real short and small, that would come down to signing documents for a home loan. At that point, somebody's got to come in and a notary. But other than that, drive-through. The downside to that, no fresh popcorn. It'll be back. It'll be back soon when the lobbies are open again. Over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. I have a great piece of news. Bruce, would you go over to the timpani and just give me that, you know, that boom, 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 you know, that thing like a big announcement. Thank you. That's it. Listener W, we'll just use an initial, weeks ago said, if you can get donors to come up with $5,000, I will match it. Over the weekend, and I spoke with two of them, we hit our $5,000 mark. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a guaranteed $10,000 for Action for Autism.
Wow.
this thing is not till August because it was pushed back for obvious reasons, the same reasons lots of things have been pushed back. We have a rock solid guaranteed $4,000 from Brian again this year. That's $14,000, and we're just getting warmed up, as Al Pacino would say. So, big thank you to Bill and Don and Jim and Martin and Doug, as in Dr. Doug, Kurt and Tom. Those are the people that made it possible for us to hit the $5,000 mark and have W double it to $10,000, plus the four from Brian. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my job is to find a way to beg for even more money and offer something that you'll find attractive. Here's what we sort of have on the back burner. There's always the opportunity to go to dinner with me and my wife, and every year we have one or two takers for that at around $3,000 to $5,000. The other is a suggestion that Don had, a listener, which was the come in and sit with us for 3 hours. I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm not a big fan of a lot of things that I've done over the years if it will really help, in this case, Action for Autism. I am a weird person who is uncomfortable with people watching me work. I will suffer through that, because it won't really be suffering knowing where the money's going. But somebody has to start the bidding. And we need a starting bid to come and sit with us for 3 hours. You will not be uncomfortable. You will not have to speak if you don't want to speak. And if you want to speak, you can speak. You can tell a joke for us. You can tell a story. Tell us about your life. It's your visit, it's you paid good money to a good charity to be able to come and sit in with us. Now, it can't be your show. You can't take over. I take that back. For $20,000, you can have your own show that day. 3 hours, and we'll just be your sidekicks. But we seriously need to start somewhere, and I think we need to start at a couple thousand dollars. Now, if you know somebody who's a big fan of the show and has listened for years, what a great gift. 4, 5, 6 people go in together and go, hey, we made a bid at this auction. Guess what we got you? You're going to go sit in for 3 hours. You can do it that way. And then if you come up with something, an idea that you think would be a good way for us to, raise some out, wash your car and wax it. I'm not going to do it for nothing or cheap. I don't get the money. But if I'm going to help a charity, selfishly, I'd like for this show to come out looking really good when it's over. So give that some.
Hey, can we try something real quick? Just, I want to go back to when you say we have $10,000 for Windows
Action
World.
Yeah.
But wait, you'll know when to do it. Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
Timpani.
Go.
The world is love, sweet love. We have 14 actually in the bank. 14 done. Meaning in the bank, meaning good, solid, guaranteed money. 14 grand. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brian. Thank you to all the names I just mentioned. Quick bit of business, and then Josh Bauman will be with us. And I would imagine you have questions for him, because you are more dependent than ever on the technology in your hand and in your house as your home more than you've been for a long, long time. He will help you make sure that stuff is working the way it should. Window World's also open for business. Nothing you can't do. You want an estimate? They'll come out and give you an estimate. You want windows? You get windows. Window World. They're the sponsors of that trivia night. Let me check and see if they're still number one. Hang on a second.
Are they? Did you know that for a fact? They are.
I just checked. Yes, they're still the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. And I do hope that when the time comes, you know, when you talk to an audience of people where you know that 95% of them or more have no interest in windows right now, you rely on those listeners, that's you, to remember that name, Window World. Remember all they've done for this show so that when the time does come that you're interested, you won't forget about them. And I don't think you will. Window World. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Thank you for being with us. Stay right where you are. Josh Bauman is on the way. Right out of the chute, I'll give you phone numbers if you want to call and you have any tech questions for him. For now, it's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump is expected to hold a news conference at this hour. Earlier, a daily White House coronavirus task force briefing was canceled. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tweets that Trump will be talking about additional testing guidance and other announcements.